Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Stay Safe podcast. I'm Liam Scott, and today we're going to be talking about our products and our people safety with product and process control, with a special focus on temperature management. Temperature management is one of the biggest barriers we have against harmful bacteria. If food isn't kept hot enough, cold enough, or chilled quickly enough, bacteria can multiply fast. That's why it's classed as a critical control point, a CCP, in every HACCP plan. It's how we prove that the product stayed safe from start to finish. Most foodborne bacteria grow fastest between 5 degrees Celsius and 63 degrees Celsius, and this is known as the danger zone. Our job is to keep food out of that range, either properly chilled or properly cooked, and to check that equipment is doing what it should be doing. We need to be carrying out practical checks on site. And here's what good temperature control looks like day to day. For our chilled storage, it's below 5 degrees Celsius. Frozen goods at minus 18 degrees Celsius. Cooking to at least 75 degrees with the core temperature, unless your procedure says otherwise. Hot holding a food product above 63 degrees and cooling from 63 degrees to below 5 degrees within 90 minutes. We must always use a calibrated thermometer and check calibration weekly. If the reading is out by more than 1 degree, report it and label it. Do not use until it is recalibrated. When checking temperatures, it's important that we wipe and sanitize the probe before and after each use. We insert it into the thickest part of the product, avoiding bone or metal trays. We need to wait until the reading stabilizes and then record it straight away. Never try to do this from memory. If you see a temperature outside of the limit, you act immediately. Do not assume it will fix itself. And corrective actions. If a reading is too high or too low, follow your site's corrective action procedure. If a chilled product is too warm, move it to another fridge, quarantine it and tell your supervisor. Cooked product under target, keep cooking it until it reaches the right core temperature and recheck. And is a freezer alarm sounding? Shut the door, check the seals and make sure you raise the issue. Everything must be logged, including what you did to make a fix. That's how traceability works most effectively.
This podcast is being provided by Scott Risk Management, specialist health and safety consultants. If you operate an SME business, you know that meeting all of the business needs is a juggling act. If you want to simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, SRM Genie is the solution. For more information, head to the details at the end of this episode.
And our alarms and control systems. You might hear temperature alarms, door alarms, or alerts on our digital systems. We should never ignore them or mute them. They are early warning systems that protect the food product and you. An ignored alarm could mean wasted product, condensation hazards, or even electrical risk if refrigeration fails. We also have product release and verification. Before any batch leaves site, it needs to go through and pass product release checks. That means confirming that every stage, mixing, cooking, chilling, packing, stayed within safe limits, and that all records are complete. If anything's missing or doesn't meet spec, the product stays on hold until it is cleared by QA or a senior manager. No guessing, no shortcuts. And labeling and traceability. Labeling carries essential information, including ingredients, allergens, storage conditions, batch numbers, use by dates. Double check them before application. Make sure they're secure and legible. A wrong or missing label can be as serious as a contamination incident because it hides critical information from our customers. We also have to think about safety for workers. Process safety isn't only about food product, it's also about you. Steam, boiling water, working in and around freezers, and metal surfaces all carry risks. We need to be making sure that we're wearing the right PPE, which might include heat-resistant gloves for hot work, thermal gear for cold rooms, and slip-resistant boots. Be cautious when opening chillers or ovens. Temperature shifts can fog your visors or cause burns. And make sure that we never use electrical probes or cables if we can see that they're damaged. In our process, we will carry out verification and audits. Auditors, internal or external, will often review records and ask how you verify your readings. Be ready to explain your checks, calibration, cleaning, probe use, corrective actions. Accurate records show control and show pride in your work. So, to keep food, product and people safe, we need to be monitoring temperatures regularly and accurately. Use only calibrated, sanitized probes. Record results immediately and act fast if something is out of spec. Respect alarms and control systems and check labels on product before release. Product and process control is where science meets common sense. It's what stops small problems from becoming big ones. And that is it for today's episode. Next time, we'll look at site rules and zoning and how keeping areas separated keeps both food product and workers safe. Thanks for listening, and as always, stay safe.
This podcast has been provided by SRM, the owners of the bespoke health and safety management software SRM Genie, created for and focused on supporting SME businesses. If you would like more information on how you can simplify safety, save time, and stay compliant, go to www.srmgeniesoftware.co.uk.